One coalition politician says that the citizenship debacle should be dealt with by holding a referendum to change the constitution. New South Wales Nationals Senator John Williams helped Barnaby Joyce campaign to win back the seat of New England in the by-election sparked by Mr Joyce's dual citizenship. Senator Williams told Lucy Barber that voters resented being forced back to the polls.
There was a clear message to me last week in New England. The people are livid. People are saying, this is a waste of time, this is a waste of money. Barnaby is a true blue Australian and so on. And I really think we need to go to the, this is my opinion only, we need to go to the next election with a referendum to change the constitution of Section 44, Part 1.
Why is a referendum the best way to deal with this, do you think?
There's no other way to change the constitution. And here's the problem, Lucy. We would have millions of people living in Australia now who were born overseas. We would have millions of people living in Australia whose parent or parents, one or two of them, are born overseas. This will not happen again in the bigger parties. The Liberal Party, the Labor Party, the National Party, the Greens will make sure extremely cautious vetting when candidates stand for federal elections in the future. However, there'll be crossbenchers, there'll be independents, there'll be very minor parties that will get caught up in this in the years ahead. It'll cause more disruption to the parliament, it'll cause more cost to the taxpayers for by-elections, etc. It's something that could go on for another 100 years.
Do you really think voters will or would want to make it easier for politicians to get into federal parliament at no doubt great cost to them as the taxpayers?
Changing the constitution through referendum is very difficult. We know the history of that. That's why it would need bipartisan support right around the chamber, a promotion. And then people would say, righto, let's get on with the job. And they'd say, but hang on, what about if we put someone in Parliament, dual citizenship, that does not show allegiance to Australia? That's where we'd have to address that issue as well.
What would the question in a referendum be?
I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I'd put a question like, do you agree that the Constitution should be amended under Section 44 to allow people to stand for Parliament, federal Parliament, with dual citizenship? Yes or no?
Why should there be a referendum on this but not one on Indigenous recognition?
Well, there's certainly two different issues. Indigenous recognition, for sure, whatever comes out of that, whatever was put forward by the hierarchy, let's see how that all pans out.
Do you think Indigenous Australians and even people whose parents or grandparents fled persecution should be exempt from this disclosure process?
Well, I think if you stand in Parliament, you're sitting in either the Senate or the House of Representatives, the rules, I think, should apply to all.
What about giving the Electoral Commission the responsibility for vetting all candidates? Do you think that would work?
Could be a long, drawn-out process. And, of course, what do the candidates declare to the Electoral Commission? That's why I think it's up to the parties to see, under the current system, that everyone is vetted properly, all the questions are answered, all the boxes are ticked. But that's fine when you've got head offices, central organisations, the monitoring, the watching of that very issue. But what about the independent stands up and says, well, I'm going to run as an independent, might be a popular mayor somewhere. This is 10 years, 15 years down the road. All this dual citizenship issue has gone into the background and not being discussed in the media, not being put out there in the public arena. Then more will come forward and get caught out.
So how strongly do you feel that there should be a referendum on this?
My personal opinion is I think we should have it to try and clean up the mess. We'll wait to see what the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Electoral Matters, Lucy, come out with, but I always just speak on my opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of the National Party. I can't do that, or the Coalition. I simply say that the message I clearly got last weekend is that people are really annoyed that it's a waste of time, a waste of taxpayers' money, going to a referendum in New England to see that someone like Barnaby Joyce has to face the music on this issue.
That's National Senator John Williams speaking to Lucy Barber.